This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College football and NFL draft analyst and co-host on Sports Radio WWL in Louisiana, Mike Dettillier, joining us here on the show. Good morning, Mike.
And good morning.
You know, we've been talking about icks. Do you know what that is? An ick? Like, it's something the kids are saying these days that they don't like, that maybe their significant other does, that grosses them out.
Yeah, I get you.
You got it.
Mike's like, I got it exactly where that's at.
So I'm going to pass on that one. Hopefully you don't pass on this. So you guys got a new coach for the Saints in Kellen Moore. What's the vibe down there now that he has officially been named the head coach?
Well, if he could take the Eagles' offensive and defensive line with him, everything would be real good. But he's got a major rebuilding job to do on this football team. And so, you know, I think for most people here, it's a little bit of a uplift because they had their butts full with Dennis Allen. If it had been up to them, he'd have been gone long ago. But, you know, think with Kellen Moore, he brings up, you know, he's an offensive coach. And let's see what happens with it. But this is all about talent, first and foremost. The Saints don't have enough. Just don't. And you look at that roster, they're void of a lot, I'd say a group of good young core players under 27 years old. You look at the Eagles and how they built. They built that way. They got a lot of really good young talent, 27 years of age and younger. The Saints, not close, and at the most important position, you don't have the guy that can turn the engine over on the car.
Well, speaking of that, you led me right into my question. Is the most important position is at quarterback. I know you're a guy that is very good at the draft, studying it. Does that guy exist in this draft? Is that guy that maybe even you guys could go get, like the Jackson Dart, Jalen Milrow, Shador Sanders, or Cam Ward? Is that one of these guys you would go get if it was you?
Man, the Saints need as much help as they get. I'm against packaging all these draft picks. They've done that in the past to go get a Chris Olave or Trevor Penning or whatever. Right now, they got so many needs. They're not going to do that. Will they draft the quarterback? Yes. I do think they will. But as far as packaging up picks to go get a Cam Ward, Shadir Sanders in round one, that ain't happening.
Mike, I do want to talk, too, you know, about the top of the draft, and we've been talking about Field Yates' latest mock, and he has Travis Hunter going number one overall. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I think there's a lot of risk involved with drafting Travis Hunter number one overall. I think he's the best athlete, but I think, you know, you need an impact player. You need a game plan if you're going to take a guy like that. And Tennessee sitting there with that number one overall pick, I think there is a lot of ways to mess that up if you're Tennessee, and you got to be really, really careful what you're going to do there.
this is my thought on Tennessee. If they don't pick Cam Ward, that's a trade down.
Wow.
For the Titans. You know, I know ownership, they ain't too patient. I mean, you know, my Brian Callahan, they bringing in a new general manager and a whole new front office. Hey, I'm the only one left. Guess what? The guillotine's fixing to hit me. So I got to make sure I get this pick right. If I'm the Titans, the only way I keep this pick is if I'm sure in my own mind Cam Ward can be that guy. If not, I'm going to trade down. There are going to be some teams that are going to be looking to get either Abdul Carter, the pass rush defensive end from Penn State, or Travis Hunter. And if I pick Travis, I'm going to play him at corner and build a package of probably 12, 13 plays where he plays wide receiver. But for the Titans, they're similar to the Saints. They got a lot of needs on that football team. And I would want more picks than less.
Mike Dettelier joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, you know what? The guy that's kind of mentioned a little bit in that 15 range for us here in Atlanta is Mike Green. Got to watch some of him. He's quick, Mike, as you've probably already seen. He's strong. You got to get hands on him immediately. A lot of it made about kind of where he went to school. You know, Marshall, not an Ohio State or a Georgia, which is what a lot of fans here want. What do you think about Mike Green?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. He's in that range of where the Falcons pick. He's an interesting athlete. He's not this real lengthy, long-arm guy. But, man, you watch him play. It's like somebody, you know, shot him out of a cannon. I mean, when that snap happens. And he's a former high school wrestler. And you can see his ability to use his arms and hands well. And he's just a way of getting around bigger people. And he certainly shows the part. It doesn't really matter where he went to school at. He flourished last year at Marshall. I've watched, I guess, about 9 games in which he played. Every game he was an impact. And sometimes he was making an impact when he wasn't making a play. He just scared the bejesus out of you. Every snap, you know, they were doing something to try to put a hat on a hat, and most of the time he was getting chipped because they knew just how good he was. The other part about his game that he does well is he plays the run well. He's got really good instincts against the run. He sets the edge, and he has that ability to kind of trap you as a running back. So I think he's a guy in the teams that you have to take a long look at. And he was the one guy in Mobile. He dominated. It didn't matter who they put him up against. He was a dominating football player. So if there was any question about jumping competition, he answered that at the Senior Bowl.
Mike, I want to follow up with that, too. And look, I think, you know, before the Senior Bowl, a lot of us wondered, is Mike Green a first-rounder? Now, I think a lot of us here in Atlanta, it's like after the Senior Bowl and after the viral clip, it's, is he still going to be there at 15? I want to back away from that a little bit, and let's kind of take Travis Hunter out, because I'm with you. I think he plays corner. I think you sprinkle him in. Other than Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter, though, defender-wise, who's at the top of your list? I think that Mason Graham's going to be talked about a lot.
Mason.
Yeah, I think that Mykel Williams will have a lot of suitors as well.
Yeah, I think for me, it's Mason. You know, a lot of dudes walking around that's 340 pounds that can run like him. I mean, you just watch him play. He's dominant inside. And I think he is going to be the buzz guy because I think we're going to hear all this stuff about Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter and the quarterbacks. I think the buzz guy in the top 5 picks is going to be Mason Graham. I think you're going to have a lot of teams trying to trade up to get him. What happens with the 2 Georgia defensive ends will be the other part of it. Because that is sort of split. Some people like Jalen Carter better than Mykel. And some people like Michael better than they like Carter. He's the. I think those 2 guys go anywhere from 6 to 13 in that range. Pass rushers, come on. Other than the quarterback position, you better get you somebody that can put that quarterback on his butt. And those two guys can do it. So I think both of them would be gone by the time the Falcons pick. But they, especially with Williams, because the intrigue is, could staying healthy. Jalen Walker, I think we know a lot more about. With Michael, I think it's all about, if he stays healthy, I don't think we have in this conversation of him being a top 6-7 pick, because I think everybody would feel that way. The health issue is going to be the question mark with him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mike, I was talking with my co-host here with Bo about just the state of the running back position, and you look at the guys in this draft. Do you think that what we saw, you know, a few years ago where everyone asking, is it worth paying a running back? And the NFL running backs having a meeting, Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. Do you think the way that those guys have played this year have done anything to up the what a running back could mean to a team?
Yeah, it's a good question. I still think it's devalued draft-wise. And Ashton Jeanty, he's gonna be a top, you know, anywhere from 9 to 19, somewhere in that range. It is a thick class of running backs. But I still think it's going to be devalued. You'll have a couple go in the second round. Where you're going to see a big run is going to be in the third and fourth round. It's a very good year for running backs. This isn't a great draft class, other than along the defensive line. Because in my top 75, 24 are defensive linemen. I've done this, it's over 30 years. I've never had 24 of the top 75 defensive linemen. Never. I have this year. So to answer your question, it's devalued. I think this year brought the running game a little bit more in vogue. Will it affect where running backs get picked? Maybe just a smidge. But I don't think it's going to have a huge approach. Because I look at this, there's only one guy you could say for sure at running back will be picked in the top 25, and that's Ashton Jeanty.
Mike, we appreciate the time and the excellent insight, as always. Thanks
Good
for
stuff,
joining
man.
Us.
Thanks.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Y'all take care.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.